on the Morning News Express on 930 W.
FMD, 811 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. On the phone with us, State Senator Michael Huff. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, let's start off with that. You know, does the Huff family make any New Year's resolutions?
I made none this year.
Okay.
So,
well, you're not going to break any then.
Exactly.
That's a good
exactly.
thing.
About a year long, make resolutions.
Well, there you go. So, what? So you said you didn't make any, but what about bills that are on your forefront? I mean, what are you looking at trying to accomplish when Annapolis convenes?
Yeah, the first thing is over the interim. One of the things I worked on here was a. I chaired the gang task force, so the governor appointed me to chair that, and we had we went around the state and we worked with prosecutors, we heard from the community, we heard from all kinds of people, victims, different departments about the gang problem through the state. We went to Prince George's County, Baltimore City, we had a meeting in Frederick County with our state's attorney, we got an input from him, how we could make our laws better dealing with gangs. And some of the things we could do. So there's a whole package of proposals from that I'll be working on this session to try to stem the growing gang violence in the state. And one of the other big bills that I'm working on is there's actually a loophole in Maryland law right now that if you are using a firearm, actively using it while dealing drugs, you are able to escape tougher penalties that we put in a crime bill a couple years ago, which is insane if you look at Baltimore City, because Baltimore City, almost all of that crime is either driven by gangs, which is the first thing I was working on, or it's driven by people who are illegally using handguns in violent acts while dealing drugs. So these are exactly people that we should be going after, and so I'll have legislation dealing with that as well.
And the other one that I read about was some type of a bill dealing with remediation in public schools.
Yeah, there was a bill last year that basically I didn't agree with it. Quite frankly, I think a lot of discipline and things like that should be left. We empower our teachers and administrators to do more and get the state out of the way. Unfortunately, the state really stuck its nose in it last year by creating this mediation program for students that are discipline problems in school. Mediation itself isn't a bad idea. I just don't think we need the state to micromanage it, but unfortunately, we did, but what we did was say it was only for the kid that would be the quote-unquote offender. So the kid that was the bully, we get all these services, whereas the kid who is the victim, the kid who was bullied, is left out of it. And so my bill says, hey, wait, if you got a kid who was an offender and did something to another kid, they need to have remediation, and they need to repair what they did to this other kid. They need to apologize. They need to – if they destroyed something, there should be restitution. So that's really what the bill is focusing on, is the kid that would be the offender or victim of a offense in school, making sure they're included in a process that they're made whole again as well.
We're talking with State Senator Michael Huff. Now, one of the things you have to work with is the people who will sit on the opposite side of the aisle, so to speak, and that is Democrats. And I saw recently there was a post online by the Frederick Democrats who basically called, if you're a Republican, well, you're a Nazi. I mean, the post said 75 years ago, patriotic Americans went to France to throw out the Nazis. Next year, all you have to do is go to the polls. Am I misreading that, Senator Huff?
No, and thank you very much for bringing that up. And, you know, that's really why I wanted to call in today, because I was so offended when I saw that. And, rhetoric like that isn't just stupid or dumb. It's very dangerous, too, because deranged people see stuff like that. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago we had somebody who went up to Congress and shot a bunch of members of Congress.
Right.
He probably, in his mind, thought he was doing the right thing. He was shooting Nazis or shooting, you know, terrible people. And it's just awful. I mean, I don't look at things like that at all. And I sure hope that the Frederick County Democrat elected officials, I can't believe any of them would agree with this. But you know what? It's on their official party page. And the people that posted that are actually elected. They're their Democrat Central Committee members, like our Republicans are. And so it really, it's not just any group posted it or some whack job group. This
right.
is the actual official page of the Democrats calling Republicans Nazis. And for me, it really bothers me, because actually I'm bringing to Annapolis this session, I got a very nice letter that a member of my family had found from President Roosevelt. My great-grandfather actually died fighting the Nazis in Europe. And I was going to bring it. I'm going to put it up on my wall in Annapolis because we're very proud of the military service and long line of service in my family. I don't know if my great-grandfather was a Republican or Democrat, but he was a patriot that gave his life for our country. And, you know, this partisan rhetoric and craziness has really gotten out of hand when you can have an organized party in our county basically call half of the other county population Nazis. I mean, it's just very dangerous, divisive, and completely wrong that they did that.
And I'm going to ask you to be totally transparent here because I don't remember, has there been anything like that done by the Republicans on their official page or something that would have caused this much stir? Because I don't remember it, but I'm not saying that it hasn't happened.
Not that I can ever recall. I mean, you just never compare anybody to Nazis.
Right.
You just don't do that. Nobody is the party of Adolf Hitler. It's just, you just don't do that.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. One more thing before I let you go, and that is the governor is announcing that he will let in more vetted, and I'm using the air finger quotes here, refugees into the state of Maryland. And I want to get your thoughts on that because it sounds like, you know, and when I first see it, I'm like, okay, I'm not for this. But then he sits there and he says, look, this is the government process and how they vet people who are refugees, and we're going to allow those people to assimilate into Maryland. Is that something that you're okay with or not?
Well, the one thing that gives me more comfort about it is the president, I think, is more thoroughly vetting the program than it was done in the past.
Okay.
I think in the past, especially under President Obama, it was done very willy-nilly. And you may remember there was a great concern, too, in the past about potentially people sneaking in who could have been terrorists and things like that. And I guess I have less concern about it now since the president is vetting it. But, you know, I would trust between the president and the governor that they're going to be vetting it to making sure that, you know, we're not getting people that are going to be problems or drains on our society, that these are literally people who are fleeing, you know, fleeing danger or war-torn countries. But so, you know, I guess I'll just wait and see how it works out.
Stay, Senator Michael Huff. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great and happy new year. 818.